Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whether you're starting a business, you got it in your head, you're getting it off the ground, you're growing it, or you're trying to get rid of it. And we, as we all will one day, we'll all get rid of our businesses one way or the other eventually. So we talk about that too on the show. So anything you got going on there on the time continuum of business ownership, we got something you can read or listen to or watch. That's right. We have video, many videos there on the website. So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. New poll question every week. We got a new video every week. And please be sure to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Liz Franklin has deposited quite a bit of wisdom with us over the years, and her all of that is there as well. Liz is the author of How to Get Organized Without Resorting to Arson. But today we're talking about personality types, right, Liz? The left brain, the right brain, and what you call the cross dominant, which you say are there's only 5%. And that's an interestingly low number to me. I would have thought there would have been more cross dominant. I think I am a cross dominant. And let me give you a couple of indicators that I think might be part of this. And this is what I want to ask you. I am left-handed, but I'm also right-handed.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not always ambidextrous.
Right, just for certain tasks, right?
Which means that, in other words, I eat left-handed, I write left-handed. I think of myself as a left-handed person, but I do sports right-handed. But I can do some things with either hand equally well. So I've always thought, well, that just makes me basically crazy.
Right? No, and that's what we've got to watch out for, is we're not crazy. We don't label this crazy. Well, did you know that the phrase cross-dominant came from sports? And the idea was, if a person is learning archery and they can't hit the target, and they get frustrated. So here comes another person who says, I think I can help you. Okay, please do. And he says, I think what's happening is that you are right-handed, but you are left-eyed. So if you close your left eye, give it a try. Mm-hmm. Sure enough, the man closes his left eye, and now he can hit the target.
Mm-hmm.
So the eye was dominant over the hand, and he couldn't coordinate them until he switched eyes.
Right. Yeah, that's very interesting. I've seen that happen in the military. I've seen people who couldn't shoot with a rifle because they didn't realize which eye was dominant.
And that's
an easy test for that, by the way. You can do that for yourself. But so if you're cross dominant, I just, one of the things I wrote down here is a note to myself. You have to have the courage of your convictions, don't you?
Once you know, yes. Before that, you think you're going crazy.
Right.
So what you want to do is test it, and that's why the website crossdom.com is a help to figure out which you are.
So you have a test that we can take.
It's more of reading about yourself.
Ah.
Imagine now, and I'll give you some of the criteria, Jim. Imagine that a person has one or two interests, and you run up across that person and you think, well, is that all you're interested in? And I'll give you a quick example. My high school sweetheart, a man I never married, and he married somebody else, and I was always heartbroken when I was younger. Well, it turns out he only has two things to talk about. And I thought, when I finally realized it, he's a linear. There's no way it would have worked. Thank you, God. Dodged the bullet on that one.
Right.
So if you have any friends that drone on and on about one thing, they're probably a linear.
Right.
But as a cross-dominant, I know you. You have lots and lots of interests. You have lots and lots of different abilities. And we get frustrated. We cross-dominate. Because we are always explaining to other people, no, I can't drive your cousin to the airport because I'm running a business.
Mm-hmm.
I have children. I have grandchildren. I have this. And they forget, and we have to keep telling them, and we get frustrated.
Now, one of the things in your material that you worked upon this, you use the feminine gender
mm-hmm.
a lot, don't you?
Yes, I do. And
why is that?
Women feel, this is good, you're good at this. Women feel that they are the only ones who understand each other. There are male cross-dominants. This site is directed primarily to women, but not only.
You know why I think that this is a bigger problem for women than it is for men?
Like
if a man is cross-dominant, it doesn't really bother him that much. if a woman's cross-dominant, she's going to feel more insecure about this, because she's more likely, I think a woman's more likely to care about what other people think. A man is more likely to say, you know, heck with you, this is the way I am.
Interesting. And let's try this on for size. Most linears are male. So when women get married, most of them marry men.
Yep.
They marry a linear man.
That's right.
And now they're feeling like, you know, he says, oh, you're just distracted by shiny things. And it's a bit of a put down for her.
Right,
so she
right.
Feels, yeah, she That's feels exactly like she's right. got to clean up her act.
One of my mentors, I should say, said to me one time, sometimes you have a fighting chance, and sometimes you just have a chance to fight.
That's good.
Isn't that something that cross-dominants need to think about?
Well, I don't call it fighting, because we've been fighting all along. We've been fighting to be heard, to be understood, to not be put down for having, you know, attention, ADOS, attention deficit. Ooh, shiny. And when we understand ourselves, we relax. So many problems are solved, problems mm-hmm. of communication and so on, that we can now simply turn to that person who's putting us down for being distractible, and we can say, I have a reason for everything I do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a put down. It gives us a little time to think, which is really what we want.
Mm-hmm.
We want the people who want to fight, we want them to just back off and let us do our thing, because we're not really fighters.
Yep.
We're inventors, and
right.
we're entrepreneurs, and we're visionaries.
Well said. Give us the website again, please.
It is crossdom.com. Cross like cross your arm,
right.
Dom like dominant. CrossDom.com.
All right, check it out. Liz Franklin, thanks for being here. Come back again real soon.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Liz Franklin, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.